This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Hi, Sam.
Kia ora.
How you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. I feel very back. I missed last week because it was a public holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
Lucky me.
Oh, lucky you. So anniversary albums. So this year, because we're in 2021, that means we're looking at albums from any year that has a 1 or a 6.
1 or 6.
So 1981, 1986, 1991.
Have you got any suggests?
Yeah, that's actually really true. If you've got any suggestions, flick them this way.
Yes.
Yeah. And I thought today we'd start off with quite a poignant record, actually, because the other week we had the unfortunate sad news that MF Doom passed away.
Yeah, quite a strange start
the year. And it was actually, he'd actually died in October, but
he was always a really private person.
Yes, very private person, and his family decided to announce it 2 months after the event.
I think that's like really cool and respectful.
I think so too. Yeah. So I thought
for you know, sad news, of course.
They probably wanted to avoid getting caught up in all the nonsense of the American election.
But yeah, I mean, just having some time there.
Yeah, that's true. So I thought we'd pay tribute to him by looking at one of the albums he released with his group, KMD.
Yes.
And the album is called Black Bastards, and it was released in... It was recorded in the 90s, but it was released in 2001, and there's a very interesting story about why this happened, which I'm going to explain.
Yeah.
So, KMD, they formed in Long Beach, New York in 1988, and they were made up of a trio, two brothers, who, for the purpose of this group, went by the name Zen Love X, and that was MF Doom, and his brother DJ Sub Rock, as well as Rodnan, who actually left the group pretty early as well, and he was replaced by this guy called Onyx, the Birthstone Kid, which is quite a cool name.
Whoa, yeah. They're on this like celestial vibe.
Yeah, I know. They actually initially began as just a graffiti breakdance crew before adding rapping into the mix and production and that kind of thing. And they eventually released their debut album in 1991 called Mr. Hood. And their style they were developing at the stage kind of a mixture of kind of conscious rap, exploring things like black empowerment and racism, but also boom bap as well. And it was kind of done in a fun and comical manner. They didn't take themselves too seriously. They even sampled children's TV shows like Sesame Street, which is pretty cool.
I mean, prolific show.
And obviously, MF Doom would get a reputation much later for sampling like films and karate sketches and all sorts of Marvel comics. That kind of thing was kind of how he based his persona on. And so I guess it was started. It started here with the whole kind of, you know, we'll sample some children's shows, some Sesame Street, that kind of thing. and then in 1993, they set out to record this album. And in fact, they finished it. It was all done. It was all set for release when their record label, Elektra, decided to cancel the release. And the reason was, it's interesting because they believed the label was unhappy with some of the heavy black nationalist lyrics that were going on. It was also the album art. I mean, it's basically just a Sambo character being lynched. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah, I was I was looking for that album cover to put on my Instagram, and then I saw it, and I was like, maybe not. And so I just chose a photo of the group.
So obviously,
they're all very good looking lads.
They are, actually, and obviously they didn't want to change the album art. So the record label was like, no, sorry. They even actually offered MF Doom $20,000 to leave the record label.
Yeah.
So they were like, we don't want you here, please go.
Like,
we'll
hush
do anything.
Money.
Yeah, hush money, essentially. So it wasn't released at the time, and the situation then was actually compounded by the fact that during the sessions for this record, DJ Sub Rock was tragically killed after he was hit by a car.
Damn.
And that kind of put a dampener on the whole situation, and KMD basically disbanded after that. And
so this was the last album?
That was the last album, official album that we know of that they recorded. And then MF Doom decided basically to leave the music industry and go undercover for a while. Then he reemerged as MF Doom, as we know him, in the late 90s, and obviously had a great solo career and did wonderful things. But this album remained unreleased until 2001, after Doom's return, despite being heavily bootlegged over the years. It became a bit of a cult classic. And then he decided to put it out on his own record label. So, So,
hey, if you're not happy with your record label, make your own.
Exactly. So we're going to start with a track which was actually released at the time. It got released, the single, the first single, in 1994. It's N-Word No.
Yeah, there's a lot of N-word in the song.
Apologies
just
for some of the profanities.
A prior warning.
But obviously, it was planned for the album. It was going to be the promotional single, but obviously that never happened. So the track just got released and stood on its own for 20 years, basically. And it's kind of got a sort of late 80s, early 90s boom bap production going on. Some really cool spacey synth sounds in the background as well, which I kind of like. So, let's see what you think.
All right. Just again, it is an explicit song, and hope you appreciate it. KMD.
He was a nigga yesterday. He's a nigga today. And he's gonna be a nigga tomorrow.
What a nigga know.
Yo, a nigga know the game.
What a nigga name black.
X like the flick slick.
What a nigga click V.
The core CM crew.
What a nigga do.
Let the monkey out the zoo. Is on my back now. Repeat, I'm the X. A biggie, not a biggie. Past that 40 man. I'm tempted to swig. Save shit for after the gig. You dig. Like figs, pick out sticks and twigs. Like some pick out wigs, I jigs like a shake. Self-love X, I be sex like swipe. So crank up the cups and get some ups. Or the ziggy ziggy, I got the guts to rock the mic and grab my nigga nigga. 1-2, sound off chumsy. Finna flip the script like round off summy. Yummy to the tooth, bitter to the tummy. Help keeps that monkey shit constipated for me. Jimmy, Jimmy Rummy. Now where my money at, fat? Living like that ziggy from the funny's cat. Yeah, we both be in the papers. With a gat, it's like that.
Start to anniversary albums 2021.
Yeah, straight in there, straight off the bat. No prisoners taken.
Yeah, for those of you who have just tuned in, this is anniversary albums with Sam Smith. And they just said the album title, that was KMD's.
Yeah. I was just saying to Geneva before how this was kind of the era where a lot of the authorities were going after hip-hop groups for, like, profanity in their lyrics and that kind of thing, and you had the whole parental advisory sticker end up on the cover of your record, pretty
was
much.
Was this the Reagan era war on drugs, or just before?
Just after.
Just after.
It was George Bush was the president, and then Clinton, and...
Also, the war on drugs had very much been incited.
That was still
and begun.
Going on.
Yeah. So that's still going
but
on.
But this was slightly after. It was like right around the beginning of the decade, 90s, that kind of era. And a lot of hip-hop artists and metal artists as well were like getting challenged, so to speak, by the authorities for their profanity in their lyrics.
Yeah. Well, we've been asking listeners, just because it's the beginning of the year, if you have any suggestions for an anniversary album that ends in either a one
or a six.
Or a six.
Yeah.
We've already had one.
Very good one, too.
Yes. New Order's Movement from 1981.
Yeah, probably their first record, must be.
Yeah, just after Joy Division, yeah. So one of my favourite songs is on there.
So keep them coming in, see what you got.
Text them 5395.
While you do that, we're going to play a track called Sweet Premium Wine, and this one has more of a kind of MF Doom feel to it. I mean, he was kind of slowly developing his sound, I guess, here. There's a sampled audio from a film at the start, which is really cool, but it still retains that kind of boom-bap style of the period as well.
Sweet premium wine.
That's the one.
Forget it.
Like Steve, hey, bro.
Yeah.
You're drinking too much of that wine of yours.
Why don't you and I have a drink?
Oh, but of course, there is no wine in the world like
sweet premium. Sweet premium. Sweet premium. Sweet premium. Sweet premium. Sweet premium. Sweet premium.
From 7-Eleven, 7 Crew, Mad Ho Crusade, fuck some IDA rap, wrapped over Oubre. He should've saved it for $8 in his pocket. He could've used a loop for ice on his eye socket. Old daddy looked like his A's maxed his ounces. I guess that's how the B-boy bounces as he bops and drops an empty bottle near the sewer. I dose like 2 or 20 with my crew. Yeah, I knew an old lady who swallowed St. Ives. I don't know why she swallowed St. Ives. Some use the easy rides, others strip the Philly sheets. I feel like Big Willie watch my brothers get Philly with the sweets.
Kia ora, everybody. That was KMD with Sweet Premium Wine, our anniversary album of the week.
The week, yes.
Of the week of the year, of the beginning of the year. We just had a caller. Thank you for calling in.
I had to cut you off there. Sorry, my friend.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we've got a lot of people who are digging it, digging the tunes.
Oh, thank
so
you.
We're very
pleasure.
Much,
So should we talk about how this was received?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we know at the time when it was recorded, it wasn't received well by the record label because they decided not to release it.
Racism.
So the album then basically came out after 8 years and obviously commercially it didn't do anything, being such an underground cult record. But obviously fans of MF Doom and KMD lapped it up. They loved it. Critics found it mixed overall. Pitchfork liked it. They gave it an 8.4 out of 10. Thank you, Pitchfork. But AllMusic called it unfinished and had questions around the quality of the mastering.
Well, it's kind of something that you can't get now.
No,
can you?
No, not really. Yeah.
It's an archival piece.
It is. Thank you. Yes, that's a great description.
It's
actually
strange to review something like that where it's like it can never be made again.
No, precisely. Yeah. It's from its time.
It's from its time.
Yeah. But in the end, it was, I guess, for people who like hip hop from this period, like MF Doom, like KMD. It's good that this record finally got an official release for the fans. It was a nice full stop to the KMD story, which was cut so tragically short. And the long and the short of it is that KMD, very important group in underground hip-hop, and they gave MF Doom a start in the music industry, and obviously he went on to have an amazing career in the 2000s and the 2010s with his own solo stuff, the Mad Villainy stuff.
Things that shaped people's lives.
He made an album with Danger Mouse called Danger Doom.
Yeah.
And he appeared on so many people's songs and just was everywhere.
Yeah, the amount of people who were very sad about his passing.
Quite extraordinary.
It was quite overwhelming. Yeah.
Yeah. So rest in peace, MF Doom. Thank
you. Rest in peace.
And on that note, we're going to finish with a track called It Sounded Like a Rock. And this is kind of more jazz rappy. Very prominent double bass jazz samples here, which I believe is a couple of Pharoah Sanders tracks. And production on this, really, really high quality. And I'd just like to highlight the talents of DJ Sub Rock as a producer. It's very sad that he died so young, and no doubt he would have gone on to do amazing things had he lived.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for another anniversary album, Sam.
My pleasure.
I look forward to next week, and right. I'll see you then.
Cool. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Swing, not even a ring, a tank it hang on my ding ding, saved by the bell rang. I talk, yell, whisper, mumble street slang with no doubt. You tumble if a friend don't make me shout with my vocal lip. A hip hugger, I'll mug ya if one's below. Slow and steady wins the race. I keeps a steady pace in the case. I'm bugging, cooking, feet don't fail me. Five O's can't see me, catch me to jail me. Walk the plank, the jazz dime droppers. Stitches get stitches, why oh why does my trinket finger it just corrupt? Like a
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.